Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
I'm Payne and Pendergast with you. All right, let's do this. We're a day away from the draft. Tomorrow night, round one. We've got you covered here on Sports Radio 610, Texans Radio. Seth will be out there at the draft party on Friday. I'll be out there too, but I'll be actually like walking around. Seth will be dropping knowledge with John Harris and Mark Vandermeer about what hopefully are a few Texans draft picks on day two. They'll be picking at least a couple guys, but I think for sure there's going to be moving around. So that makes the mock drafts a little bit of a fluid thing, but I think the conversations are still worth having here about, okay, players the Texans could be looking at around 42. If I had to guess, Seth, I would say for sure between the 42nd pick and the 59th pick, for sure the Texans will move off of one of those. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if they moved off of both of them at some point, you know, moving up or back a little bit.
Yeah, and I almost wonder, too, if the most likely thing is that they move back just because – if we just talk about one position, the defensive tackles, there really are. We talked about this with we were talking about the defensive tackles with John Harris earlier, but like, there's so many guys, whether it's Chris Jenkins, Michael Hall Jr., Braden Fisk, that are really athletic, but not necessarily ideal size. They're not, you know, they're not some of these freakazoids that are 6'5", 320, that run a 4.7 40 like we've seen in recent years. They're a little bit more undersized, but they're very athletic. They've got good, they made a bunch of plays, and they're almost, I don't want to say they're carbon copies, but there's just a boatload of them that are projected to go in the second and third round. And I could see the Texans kind of having a similar grade on all of them, to where if it's at 42, they might just feel like, all right, look, there's still three defensive tackles that we like. Let's just move back a little bit.
Yeah.
And see if we get one of these guys. I could see also now the flip side of it would be, since there's so many wide receivers that are so good, that if maybe a couple of them slip further in the first round or into the second round than they thought, then that's when they might be trading up.
Yeah.
I feel like the most likely scenario where they trade up, even though I don't think it would be a popular move necessarily with Texans fans, because it would feel like, man, there's so many other draft positions we need. What are you doing messing around? But it might just be too tempting when you've got one of your three best receivers is on a 1-year deal.
Yep.
That, all right, we got to take this guy. We've got a chance at what's a great value.
Yeah, I think that's possible. John Harris left open that possibility as well when we talked to him earlier. If you missed that, you can get it on our podcast or on the Rewind feature. Okay, so and Jordan Reed has a 7-round mock out. God bless the people this season that go beyond the first round for Payne and Pendergast purposes. So with the 42nd pick in the Jordan Reed 7-round mockaroo, he's got the Texans taking Chris Jenkins, one of the names you just said, Seth, defensive tackle out of Michigan. Here's what he says. Houston has had arguably the best offseason of any team in the NFL, and it can continue to add youth to its defense with its first pick of the draft. Jenkins is a durable run defender. He's got room to grow as a pass rusher, but he would likely be afforded he would likely be afforded time to develop with the Texans. Do you believe that last part, given how the defensive tackle depth chart looks right now, that he would be, quote, afforded time to develop with the Texans?
Yeah, well, I think so, because partly is that they rotate anyway. They're always going to play eight guys, so it's easy to find. It's really easy to find time for defensive linemen, because usually you're going to rotate anyway. And then also, guys are, you know, whatever they're good at, you can put them in those situations. And, like, whatever they're bad at, you can keep it. You know, Chris Jenkins right now needs to learn a few things about how to overcome his size when it comes to sinking down on double teams and everything. Like, that can come later. You're not going to be sticking him in there in short yardage situations right off the bat. So I think that, yeah, whichever defensive tackle the Texans take, whether it's in second, third, fourth round or whatever, they're going to have a chance to get some snaps without having a boatload of pressure on them.
The other defensive tackles that are names that you've talked about before when we've done this exercise that were on the board at the time, and neither of them go for like another 12 picks, but Michael Hall Jr. from Ohio State goes 54 in this mock draft. Braden Fisk of Florida State goes 55 to the Dolphins in this draft.
Yeah, Braden Fisk will be an interesting one, just because he's another one that he's got those short arms, you know, sometimes it doesn't matter at all. There's a lot of guys that have short arms that end up being awesome. I get nervous when the short arms show up, and I think there's times with Braden Fisk where he gets stuck at the line against bigger offensive linemen and just stays stuck there, where it feels like almost like a big brother holding a little brother off with his arms at length. So I worry a little bit about that, but his athleticism and everything else is so good, and the upside is there, that I'll be surprised if he lasts that long. Michael Hall Jr. out of Ohio State, I love the way he plays. I mean, he's a badass, and he's a tough dude. I don't know if he has the same slippery athleticism that a lot of the guys like Chris Jenkins do.
Yeah,
he's a little bit more of a turn and run type of guy than he is, you know, getting skinny and flipping his hips and all of that. So I don't know if I'm torn on Michael Hall Jr. right now. But as far as like actually liking these guys, I don't know if it's I don't. Like, they all play their asses off. Like, I don't think there's a single one of these defensive tackles projected to go in the second or third round that you're going to feel is a turd or isn't trying hard or anything. They all play with their hair on fire. So that part of it makes me excited that if they take any defensive lineman in the second or third round, I feel like that it's probably going to be a solid dude that's the kind, like D'Amico's kind of guy.
Yeah, a high floor. Like, this guy's not going to bottom out. You know, like, he's at least going to put the effort in to become the best version of himself.
Yeah.
Real quick, because people are probably wondering, well, who'd they take with pick 59? Ben, can I get a little 59th pick? This is a name that John Harris actually brought up earlier today, too. Mike Sanristil, the slot cornerback from Michigan. The infectious energy and toughness of Sanristil is an easy fit in D'Amico Ryan's defense. He'll be a nickel corner at the next level, where his ball skills should translate. He had 6 interceptions last season for the Wolverines. So there you go, slot corner. With the 59th overall
pick. Do you think the most likely position to go in the second round? I bet is cornerback.
For the Texans, you're saying?
For the Texans, yeah. For the Texans. Just because I'm not buying 100% that they're totally comfortable with whoever wins the competition opposite Stingley right now, that they want to add more to that competition.
If I had to pick like an exacta of two different positions, I would pick defensive tackle and cornerback. You know, they were doing it was like a horse race. I'm like, I'm going to take that horse and that horse, and try to get both of them right here. That would be my exacta with wide receiver just lurking because there's so many good ones.
Well, and plus at cornerback, you know, you've got a lot of guys on short-term contracts.
Yes,
too.
Yeah,
and it's like, and you can never do. It's just cornerbacks are like pitchers. Like you just can't have too many good ones these days in the NFL. So that makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Larry is in Stafford. He was at the party last night. Larry is understandably giddy over the new uniforms, and he joins us now. What's going on, my friend? How are you?
I'm doing great, Sean, Seth. Hey, my voice is kind of messed up from last night.
Yeah, it is. You were making the rounds, my friend.
We're going to fight through this, Sean. Look. What the Texans did last night at the Post, man, and the Music Hall with that entire setup may have been one of the greatest events I've ever been to as a Texan fan. And I've been to a lot of them. But last night, man, they had waiters and waitresses walking around with more food on a stick, whether it was chicken and lobster and shrimp. They had stands that had noodles and pho and shrimp and pecan pies and pudding. And I was just insanely just crazy about what I was seeing. And then they had an open bar for your boy. Man, I don't know how much I drank last night, but I can tell you that what they did was all first class, man, and they should be proud of the effort that not only what Doug and his staff did, but what Greg and the entire business side of the organization did last night, bringing this thing together for the city of Houston and especially for the fans. Because if you're a fan of the Houston Texans, yesterday should have been one of your highlight days of the newness and the energy that we're all going to feel just based on the uniforms alone and the fact that we got a squad that can go into any place now and not only look good, but play good. And that's what it's all about. And I'm not real worried about CJ Stroud not being in the video. Matter of fact, I'm kind of cool with it because the more you keep CJ out there practicing and getting his feet right and doing everything he needs to do to take us to the Super Bowl, I'm good with it. Son, I got to talk about this Love Your Blue, Columbia Blue thing that we've been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
That H-Town Blue last night, man, was just enough of a blue that should satisfy everybody. When I was sitting in those fan council meetings, everybody wanted the Columbia blue because that was what Houston is about and everything, man. And we knew that old Amy stanky ass wasn't going to give us that blue, man, because her daddy threw double rods at the city of Houston on his way out of town. So his daughter is just a spitting image of him. And she can keep her ass in Nashville and fly her ass from Houston to Nashville every Sunday to go watch that squad just like her dad did, because they know that they did the city of Houston wrong, and they've been trying to shove it in our face ever since they left. But here's the thing about the Columbia Blue. It's time to forge our own identity. We all love the Oilers. I was sitting in my grandmother's living room in 1978-79 watching Mike Renfrow catch that touchdown in Pittsburgh, and they took it away from us. But we have survived the fact that we lost our squad, and now Cal and Hannah have given us something that we all should be getting behind. And as far as Hannah go, oh, Lord, man, I don't know what Cal – never mind, I ain't going to talk about that. I'll talk to you, Sean, on that on the under in our hall.
Okay, I don't know what that all means, but, yeah, no, Hannah was on one yesterday in a good way. It was all really, really good, man. It was a lot of fun. All right, let's do this because we're up against it. Larry did say something about the uniforms there and moving forward that I was feeling that I haven't really talked about yet, and I want to bounce that off of Seth. And also, with the draft coming up tomorrow, you can't talk too much – never talk too much draft. If you're looking at positions, what does history tell us the Texans should be looking at if you're just trying to get these picks right? That is next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.